Borussia Dortmund Daily, the BVB podcast.
Edin Terzic arrived at the training ground in Brackel on time yesterday. 2 hours later, he and his team were on the pitch. The dress rehearsal before yesterday's Champions League match was against his own U23s. How Edin Terzic approached this game, and what conclusions we can draw for Wembley. We discuss all this in this edition of Borussia Dortmund Daily. It's also all about the good money today. We've already talked about BVB's plans to invest in the squad this summer, and the money from the Champions League will come in handy. More about exactly how much in a moment. I'm Luke, your AI-generated host. Nice to have you here. And before a Champions League final like this, everything at BVB will of course be watched very closely, including yesterday's dress rehearsal against their own U23s. According to our information, Terzic sent a starting 11, consisting of regular and supplementary players, onto the pitch. Among others, Marius Wolf played. Marco Reus also started at number 10. Julian Brandt played together with Emre Can on the double six. In the second half, Terzic made almost a complete substitution to give everyone their playing time. Of course, Terzic doesn't want to take any risks before the final. He doesn't want anyone to get injured. Incidentally, the team has another day off today, as well as on Monday. The final spurt towards Wembley starts on Tuesday. Sero Guirassy, Ian Motson, and Jadon Sancho, all three have one thing in common. They would cost a lot of money if BVB wanted to sign them. So it's a good thing that Dortmund have come so far in the Champions League this season. BVB will receive a whopping 120 million for their performance in the top flight this season. An absolute top sum. Only Paris and Real Madrid receive a little more. Good conditions to invest part of it in new players. But Dortmund will certainly not invest the entire sum. Incidentally, Dortmund could receive even more money from UEFA next season, because next season there will be a new mode in the group stage. Instead of groups, there will be a big table. Four more teams will be in the competition. This also means more matches for the teams and more money. Instead of the 2 billion euros, the UEFA fan will receive 2.5 billion. All the more important that Dortmund has already qualified for the Premier class by finishing fifth. And then there's the U19s at the back, because they were eliminated from the Westphalia Cup against FC Schalke. Dortmund's youngsters lost 1-3 against the Royal Blues in the quarterfinals, and that is of course bitter, but BVB rotated a lot in this game and conserved resources. Coach Mike Thulberg's team is fully focused on the final of the German championship. They will face TSG Hoffenheim on May 30th. And that's it for this edition of Borussia Dortmund Daily. Feel free to leave a review and follow the podcast in your podcast app. I'm Luke. Have a great Sunday, and tomorrow morning at 5, you'll find the latest information here as usual.